Rubio campaign, Rubio fights against China. Democrat Senate hopeful Val Demings makes TikToks. By Hannah Blow on July 20, 2022. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, who is up for re-election, continues to fight back against the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, while his likely Democrat challenger Representative Val Demings, DFL, makes TikToks, the Rubio campaign asserted on Wednesday, drawing a stark contrast between the two politicians. Val Demings' campaigns on China-linked TikTok, the new ad begins, drawing a contrast between Demings and her frequent use of the platform and Rubio, the vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, raising concerns about the threats it poses. Marco Rubio fights back against communist China. Val Demings makes TikToks, it adds. Watch. Indeed, Demings, who happens to be on both the House Homeland Security and Intelligence Committees, is no stranger to the platform and has over 4 dozen videos posted for her 51.6K followers. Videos posted earlier this year focus largely on spreading disinformation on Florida's parental rights in education bill, which bars classroom discussions on sexual orientation and gender identity for children in kindergarten through third grade. Marco Rubio supports Florida's shameful Don't Say Gay bill. One of the TikTok videos reads, using the false name coined by radical left-wing activists. Another TikTok features Demings dancing with her campaign team time and time again. Another features a Vanity Fair profile with a voiceover deeming Demings an icon and a legend. One TikTok posted just last week features Demings riding a motorcycle alongside a voiceover from the hit reality show series Love Island. This week, a hot new bombshell enters the villa. Text on the screen reads, "This year, a great new leader will enter the U.S. Senate." As a member of the House Homeland Security and Intelligence Committees, Val Demings should know better. Every time Demings shares a TikTok, she encourages Americans to use a platform that leaves their personal information more vulnerable to China. Elizabeth Gregory, communications director for Marco Rubio for Senate, said in a statement. Meanwhile, Marco Rubio has been calling for action and highlighting the serious threat to personal privacy and U.S. national security TikTok poses, she added. Rubio last year urged President Biden to ban TikTok in the United States, and this month he, alongside Mark Warner, DBA, called on the FTC to investigate TikTok's China-based employees' access to United States users' data. Recent surveys show Rubio leading Demings in what could be a tight Senate race.